KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports in high school volleyball. Regional final play last night in 3A Red Oak. Advances to the state meet with a 3-0 sweep over Knoxville in Region 4. And Class 4A Glenwood advancing in Region 2 with a 3-game sweep over Lewis Central. Sergeant Bluff Luton in Region 1 defeated Carroll 3-0 last night to advance. So the 3A, 4A, 5A state tournaments are all set for the girls volleyball championships next week. Osage is the number one seed in the 3A meet. They'll play Humboldt in the opening round. Red Oak is the seventh seed. They will face number two seed Clarion Goldfield Dows in first round play on Monday. Mount Vernon plays Union. Davenport Assumption faces Unity Christian in the other matches. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is the number one seed. They'll play Dallas Center Grimes in the first round. Glenwood is the three seed. The Rams facing sixth seeded West Delaware Monday in their first round match. Western Dubuque plays Sergeant Bluff Luton, and North Scott faces Gilbert in the other first-round 4A matches. And in 5A, top seed is Dowling Catholic. They'll play Dubuque Hempstead in the first round. Also, West Des Moines Valley faces Iowa City Liberty. Ankeny plays Ankeny Centennial, and Pleasant Valley will play Cedar Falls in first-round action. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference volleyball teams from this season. Here's a look at the first team picks. They include Maddie McKee and Taylor Bauer, both of CAM. Arweva's Jaden Smith, Woodbine's Alexa Steinkuhler, Leah Cooper and Caitlin Nielsen from Boyer Valley, Cassidy Baker and Alexa Culbertson of Coon Rapids Bayard, along with Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston and Danielle Hoyle of Peyton-Sherdan. They make up the first team. Second team selections include Whitney Kuhlman of Woodbine, Haley Cook and Michaela Riley, or Haley Cook of West Harrison. Michaela Riley and Tatum Grubbs are both from Exira EHK. They were second team picks, along with Zoe Baylor of CAM, Kimberly Daly of Glidden-Ralston, Sarah Shirky of Arweva, also Michaela and Houston of Boyer Valley, Alea Betts of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Tessa Steimel of Peyton-Sherdan. All were second team selections this year. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches announced its final rankings prior to the state meet later this week. In rankings yesterday afternoon, the cross-country rankings, in girls class 1A, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center ranked 4th, Reese Duncan of St. Albert, number 23. In 1A boys, Brett McGee of Tri-Center is 7th, Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley, 25th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning, 29th. In class 2A, girls, Clara Tegland of Trainer is ranked 10th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 12th, and Georgia Paulson of Underwood 29th. In 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer 3rd ranked, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak 13th, and Cody Gilpin of Missouri Valley 30th. 3A girls, Kaya Beaker of Harlan is ranked 19th, Brecken Van Bale of Harlan 21st, Taylor McCready of Atlantic is rated 23rd, and Braylon Baker of Creston 27th. In 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic ranked 11th, Trey Gross of Harlan rated 15th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood 23rd. In the 4A boys, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson is 19th, Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central is rated 21st. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to be better in a hurry. After dropping their season opener at Purdue, the Hawks get set to host a Northwestern team that was impressive in a season opening dismantling of Maryland.
It's eight scheduled games plus one. So, you know, every game is really critical. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll show improvement this week from last week. We need to. I mean, I just look at the film from the Maryland game the other night. You know, it could turn fast if we're not ready to go, because they got a good football team and they're ready to roll.
Ferentz says the Hawks need to eliminate the fumbles and penalties that plague them at Purdue.
So we just got to be a little bit more secure of the ball, more conscious of our fundamentals, and then concentrate too. And the same thing, you know, it's the same thing with false starts. Those are typically concentration errors. And, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, concentrating there, because 5 yards is a lot. It's a lot on an offensive series. Any negative yards plays offensively are just they're bad things.
Now, there is a sense of urgency for the Iowa Hawkeyes as they get ready for Saturday's game against Northwestern. The Hawkeyes let one slip away in a season-opening loss at Purdue, and they can ill afford a second loss to a division foe this early. Here's senior offensive tackle Coy Kronk.
Especially when you're staring down the barrel of your last season, you want to go out there and make every single play, every single opportunity. You want to take the pressure off a lot of people, put it on yourself so you can go out there and have everyone else execute while you execute with them. But one thing I really, really appreciate from our staff, and it starts with Coach Ferentz all the way down, is, you know, it's all about getting better every single day.
Kronk says the offensive line needs to eliminate the pre-snap penalties that plague the offense against Purdue.
There really is no excuse for that. You know, we can't have those mistakes out there. So we clean that up, working hard on this week in practice, and go out there and, on Saturday and execute a little bit better.
The Hawkeyes hope to avoid an 0-2 start. Sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras says they need to make strides against a Northwestern defense that only gave up 64 yards of rushing against Maryland.
They're very well coached, very disciplined team. They have a lot of talent, really good linebackers, defensive backs. So we need to bring our A game. You know, we need to have a continue to have a good week of practice, prepare to the best of our ability, win the preparation battle, and yeah, we need to bring our A game on Saturday. They're a good team.
That's 2:30 kickoff Saturday. We'll have it for you here on the radio from an empty Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State's Matt Campbell coached Kareem Hunt and David Montgomery in college and feels Breece Hall is headed down a similar path. The sophomore is coming off a career-high 185 yards rushing in a loss at Oklahoma State. Hall leads the Big 12 at just over 143 yards per game.
The biggest trait that those two had in David and Kareem that Breece has really shown is not only a talent, but really his preparation in detail. And I think maybe that's the greatest growth that Breece has made from a freshman to a sophomore is how he's prepared.
Campbell says Hall has developed the traits it takes to succeed in the NFL. Now, Kansas is 0-5, but Campbell says the Jayhawks are making progress under second-year coach Les Miles.
You see a team that's just young and continues to get better. And so that's how I evaluate, you know, teams that we play is, are they getting better week in and week out? And this certainly is a team. And again, a lot of credit to their coaching staff. And, you can tell it's a team that's getting better in a lot of areas.
Campbell says the Kansas defense will show them a variety of looks.
I really like their young corners. They're playing really well and confident. The safeties are guys that have played football for them in this defense before. And then you just talk about the front seven, the way they can disperse them into coverage, I think can be a real challenge at times.
That game kicks off at 11 o'clock in Lawrence on Saturday. Two Conference USA football games scheduled for the weekend have been postponed because of COVID-19. Number 19 Marshall was scheduled to play Florida International Friday night, but FIU had to call off the game because of a lack of available scholarship players. North Texas at UTEP on Saturday was called off because a surge in COVID-19 cases in El Paso, Texas has led to a stay-at-home order in that city. Bethune-Cookman will not be participating in any intercollegiate sports this coming winter or spring because of ongoing concerns about the pandemic. The NCAA said Bethune-Cookman was the first Division I institution to publicly announce it wasn't going to compete in any sport for the entire academic year. The Florida Gators are reporting 6 new positive tests for the coronavirus in the past week, bringing the team's total for the month to 37. The 10th-ranked Gators returned to practice and meetings starting Monday following a 2-week hiatus because of the outbreak. Coach Dan Mullen, at least 2 assistants, and more than 24 players tested positive following a road trip to Texas A&M earlier this month. Penn State running back Noah Kane will miss the rest of the season with an injury. That's another blow to the Nittany Lions' backfield. Penn State coach James Franklin declined to give specifics of Kane's injury, but the sophomore left Saturday's game against Indiana early and reportedly was seen on the sideline later with a walking boot on his left foot. The loss of Kane comes about a week after Penn State announced its leading rusher from last season, Journey Brown, could miss the entire season with an unspecified medical condition. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says linebacker James Skalski will miss several games with a knee injury and have arthroscopic surgery. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says he still has options about next season, despite previously saying he expected this to be his final college season. The 6'6 junior, widely considered to be the likely number one pick in next spring's NFL draft. The question has come up whether Lawrence should consider staying, depending upon which team has the top pick in the upcoming draft. University of Iowa senior men's basketball standout Luca Garza has been named a preseason first-team All-American by CBS Sports. Garza was the National College Basketball Player of the Year by 6 national outlets and a Big Ten Player of the Year last season. A unanimous consensus first-team All-America selection, Garza became the first Iowa men's basketball student-athlete to earn National Player of the Year distinction. Garza is the top returning scorer and rebounder from a major conference. He averaged nearly 24 points and 10 rebounds in 31 games last season. He enters his senior season with 1,559 points, 660 rebounds, 104 block shots, 99 assists, 47 steals, and 20 double-doubles. Last season, Garza ranked second nationally in 20-point games, third in field goals, fifth in scoring, 19th in double-doubles, and 34th in rebounding. And for the first time in 32 years, the Los Angeles Dodgers can call themselves World Series champions. The Dodgers closed out their 7th championship, rallying for a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 of the Fall Classic. That erases the pain felt by the Dodgers and their fans following World Series losses in 2017 and 2018. Dodgers rallied from a 1-0 deficit for that 3-1 win last night in the deciding Game 7. Shortstop Corey Seager was named MVP of the series. He hit .400 with two homers and five RBIs in the series. And NASCAR will make a fourth attempt to complete its playoff race at Texas Motor Speedway today after persistent mist and cold temperatures continued the long delay. The race began Sunday and drivers finished 52 of the scheduled 334 laps before mist and drizzle halted the action. The weather didn't relent on Monday or Tuesday as NASCAR spent about two dozen futile hours trying to dry the track. They are set to resume that race this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Texas track. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.